From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this is the Royal Palmcast, the show about people and things that realtors, home buyers, and home sellers care about. And now, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast, a new show from the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. I'm Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson at the board. Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good to hear you. Good to hear you. And today's guest is Sheena Reagan.
Hey!
Florida's funniest female, and she's a realtor. I guess that would make you Florida's funniest realtor?
There's been no competition for that yet, but I'm down.
Wow, okay, good. She's a realtor, and she's funny. Can you believe it, folks? Isn't that great? So, I want to ask you a few questions about yourself to get things rolling, Sheena. Are you from here originally?
I am. I was actually born at Lee Memorial Hospital in Fort Myers and raised in Cape Coral. Well, so other than going to college at UCF and a little bit of traveling, I've pretty much lived here my whole life.
UCF in Orlando, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fairly new to Florida. I've been here 5 years, so I'm still kind of getting adjusted to the names and places. And I just learned how to pronounce Matt Lachey 2 days ago.
Were you calling it Matt Lachey?
I may have been calling it something like that, yeah. But, you know, it's okay. I've got a good mentor here in Jerry. He's lived here his whole life as well. So, all right, so you are from here. And tell me about your childhood. Were you funny as a child? How did that play out? Class clown, that kind of thing?
Not really. Believe it or not, I did get a superlative. Is that what they call them? Superlatives?
Yeah.
I'm not the smartest person.
Senior superlative.
Yeah. I got the superlative for most responsible when I was in eighth grade.
Wow. That doesn't sound very funny.
No, it wasn't funny at all. It really wasn't even really my idea to become a comedian. My best friend kind of forced me into it in our early 20s. But this wasn't really my vision
so
for life.
When did you become a comedian? What clicked inside you that made you want to do this for money?
Yeah, so 7 years ago, how old are we? I'm 31. Yeah, about 7 years ago,
yeah,
it was
31.
My best friend's 21st birthday. We were going out to Las Vegas, and all she wanted for her birthday was to see me do an open mic, because she had been pushing me to do this sort of thing since high school, and I was always like, no, there's no way I can do that. Those people are crazy. They write their own material. It takes a lot of guts to get up there, and I want to know what I'm supposed to do in college for a good career and that sort of thing. Excuse me. So she pushed me to go out there with her and do the open mic, and I did, and I was kind of hooked. But it was so traumatizing that I just came home and wrote for a solid year before I got the guts to even try it again.
Traumatizing for you or for the audience?
I'm kidding. Probably both, to be honest with you. I did not know how to write a joke back then.
Yeah, I crack wise here. I shouldn't do that. Do people want to crack wise in front of you and make you laugh? Is that something you encounter?
I mean, I think everybody kind of wants to make each other laugh, but for sure when people find out you're a comedian, they always want to offer you material, or they have something just hilarious to tell you that you can't even relate to. Like, I don't care about your uncle or your bagel shop or...
For the record, I care very deeply about your uncle, but we'll do another podcast another time about him. So you don't ever get any material, I assume, from these folks?
I don't take their material. No. You got to write your own stuff.
You do.
You know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's your writing process look like?
It comes to you. You write it down. You workshop it. You test it out on a couple people. Take it to an open mic. Squeeze it in the middle of your set at your next show. Try that for a little bit and then see if it sinks
or swims.
So
who do you test that on initially?
I write it out and then I test it out on my best friend. We talk every day. So if I have new jokes or she's asking about them, I'll kind of like, you know, spitball it with her. Other comics. Sometimes we'll just squeeze it into conversation just to see if it gets a reaction.
Are they always kind of patronizing and say, oh, that's hilarious, you got to go with that? Or do they say...
Well, you don't, unless they're close to you or they're a comic, you don't want to tell them it's a joke. You just want to say it and see how they react.
Ah, okay.
Because otherwise, like, telling jokes face to face with people, like, not in a comedy setting, is the most awkward. It's like standing naked in front of somebody and being like, do you like this? And some people are going to be like, yeah, I like it. And some are going to be like, I don't ever want to see this again.
Wow.
And some are going to be like, I don't not like it. It's just not my thing. So you just... There's like a setting for jokes, but I hate when people say, tell me a joke. It's like, please don't make me
I think
do that.
I think I already asked you that, so yeah. we won't put too much pressure on you around.
I'm trying to think of a stock joke, but I just, we'll figure it out.
Oh, it'll come to you. It'll come to you, I'm sure. So what makes something funny in your mind? How do you know?
If I had to boil it down to a recipe, I would say it's a mixture of relatable content, buzzwords, or like just funny. There's got to be something funny either in what you're describing or the words that you're using. And like the match of your actions or facial expressions or act outs.
Hmm.
So relatable, buzzwords, and act outs, and they all match.
I learned recently that as a dad, I'm not able to be funny, according to my kids. And I know Jerry's also a dad, so his dad jokes may not play well in his family. I don't know.
Dad jokes are in right now.
No, I think they're awesome, but you know, the family doesn't seem to agree with that.
Well, how old are your kids?
23 and 31 for me.
And they don't think you're funny?
No.
Okay.
No. Now, a lot of eye rolling, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, yeah. Jerry's kids think he's very funny, I'm sure.
No, not so much.
No. How old are your kids, Jerry?
16 and 18.
Well, now, they're not going to find anybody funny.
No.
Especially.
I'm sure they'd find you funny, Sheena. No doubt in my mind. Do you ever get Shayna Regan instead of Sheena Regan?
All the time?
I get
Gina Regan. I get, all sorts of. Most people call me Regan.
Regan.
And then they ask me after the show, is it Regan or Reagan?
Tomato, right?
This is the wrong time to ask.
Yeah, well. So tell me, how did you decide to become a realtor? You were a comedian first, correct?
I was a comedian first. So I started in stand-up about 7 years ago. And I graduated paralegal school in 2010. And I started in family law and that industry just kind of like broke my heart every day. So I went and worked for a real estate attorney and I worked there for 4 years or so. And I learned everything I know about real estate, title insurance, foreclosures, short sales, all that sort of thing. Became really proficient in it. We had a great business. Pardon me. And then I went to go work for Fidelity National Title for 2 years. And honestly, I just felt like I have a salesperson's personality and I wanted more freedom in my schedule to do stand-up, be more around people and less around papers. And so I took a leap of faith and got licensed and I'm trying it.
So far so good though, right?
You know,
I'll take that as
my career is like, I feel like what are those guys that are bringing in the planes?
Yeah,
and the planes are flying and then they're crashing. And it's just like, oh, there goes one. And oh, there goes another one. And I just feel like I'm just bringing in planes and crashing
right now.
It's just the first 2 years are the hardest from what I hear. I had a great first year. I'm on the struggle bus in year two. Thankfully, comedy's going very well. But I'm not going to give up. I mean, everybody goes through ebbs and flows in this business.
Sure.
And it's all about making connections and lasting relationships. And what you do today will feed you 6 months from now. So
yeah, it'll pay off.
I plan to eat in about 84 years.
Well, I'm sure you're getting some nourishment now from time to time.
I'm getting there.
You're over in Boca last night, I understand.
I was.
What was that about?
We had a great time last night. So it was a kind of reunion from some of the girls from the Florida's Funniest Female Competition. So it was me, Angela Naka, Shanna Manuel, and a couple girls who have just started in stand-up within the last couple months. We had a great show. It was sold out at the Funky Biscuit in downtown Boca.
The Biscuit. Yeah.
The Biscuit. Do you know?
No,
I didn't either. But it was a really nice little place. And then one of our female comic friends, Jackie Sanchez, was headlining for the first time. So we went to go see her show. And then we all rolled out to an open mic afterwards. So
open mic, huh? Wow. Did your jokes land there?
No, that was the worst part of the whole night. It was basically an interview between the audience members shouting at us and us. There was like 9 people out on a porch of a cigar bar.
Wow.
And we just kind of launched material out there and people would comment and you'd go back and forth. And
it's worse than crickets, right?
Not really. Like, you'd be surprised how much you can like really workshop in a conversation setting like that.
Oh, okay.
And you're not expecting anything to go well at an open mic. So any polishing that you do there is putting you ahead.
Right. Well, when people do heckle you, and I'm guessing it's happened, it must happen to everyone.
All the time.
How do you handle that?
It depends. It depends on who's heckling me. if they mean well, I try not to fry them because I'm really good at that. And I don't like to. Like, I can turn the air in the room to really almost like, oh my gosh, he was so nice. And now that guy wants to kill himself. Like, this is not good. And so I try not to go there unless you really push me. But you just try to make jokes and bring him into it and then push him right out.
Yeah. Yeah. You win him over eventually, I'm sure.
You try.
Just like you will with real estate.
I try to. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love that you're encouraging me. Like, don't worry.
I would love to buy a house from you.
I mean, let's put it this way. This is a real estate podcast and we're talking about comedy. That's how my career is doing right now.
You know. You don't run into this combination every day. I guess there are other realtors who are funny and vice versa, right?
I think a lot of people are funny. Yeah, there's tons of funny realtors out there.
Who's the funniest realtor you know in this area?
In this area?
Other than you, yeah.
Oh, man. Nick B does crack us up all the time. He has a podcast. What's Nick's podcast called?
Realtor
Rip Rap. But Nick B, we've known him for a couple of years, he was always our guy to crack us up, make us laugh, kind of.
Nick Bajelis,
Nick Bajelis.
Is that what the kids are calling him?
That's right. Nick B.
All the cool kids. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's a good guy. He's as a matter of fact, as you know, co-host of our Realtor's Corner video series. So, yeah, he does a great job with that. He's pretty loose and keeps things light with Joanna. They both do a great job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's good. It's good to know that people can kind of relieve some of that stress that can come up during a real estate transaction with humor.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor. I mean, when I was working in title, I was closing transactions for some realtors who you couldn't even get them to smile. I'm like, how do people want to work with you if you're such a stiff? And sometimes, you know, not you make a joke and it's not that moment.
You get the crickets, huh?
You get the crickets, or you're like, okay, these people are a little more serious. We got to kind of, you know, tone it down. Maybe they're not everybody's a big laugher. But you got to have the ability to smile, see the humor in things, you know, make people laugh, make them feel more comfortable. It's all part of having a good relationship.
I picture you selling a house to Ben Stein with his poker face, just letting the jokes roll over him and not reacting at all.
I've had those people.
I'm sure you have. So you've seen a lot living in Cape Coral, correct? Is that where you live?
Yeah. I do.
I'm new to the area, only a couple of months down here in Southwest Florida, and I understand there are a lot of critters, a lot of animals in Cape Coral that you don't normally find in other parts of the United States. Iguanas.
Yeah.
Gators, certainly.
Big old snakes.
Snakes.
This is year of the snakes.
You got owls that live in the ground, I understand.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're not from here.
Where are they from?
I don't know, but it's not here. I can look it up if you want, but
up north, I'm sure. They all come from up north, right? The snowbirds, snow owls. Snowy owls, a different thing. But yeah, Jerry, you live in Cape Coral. You said you've seen iguanas there.
Yes.
Are they common?
Well, you seem more and more closer to the water, the canals.
Oh, really? You know, I've lived in Florida for 5 years, and I still have not seen a gator. I saw a baby once at a wildlife preserve in St. Petersburg, but I've maybe 8 inches long. But I've never seen a gator, an adult gator.
I didn't see a manatee for the first time until I was 25.
I haven't seen one of those yet either.
I don't think I saw a dolphin until I was early 20s also.
Ah, wow. So when's the last time you saw a gator? Dying to see one.
Last time I was in Delray, they have like some nature preserves down there, and we saw some down there.
Oh, so you don't see him driving down the street on Del Prado.
You know what? There was one walking down McGregor that was on the news. Did you see that? It looked like a dinosaur.
I did not see that.
It was huge, and it was just walking right down McGregor, just wanting to take a dip in the pool.
Looking for a good happy hour or something, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, maybe someday I will see a gator. Jerry, how are we doing on time? Do we have to take a break yet?
No, I think you got a couple minutes for a break.
Two more minutes.
By the way, burrowing owls are from South America.
South America, you check that out. That's a big continent. Which area of South America?
Don't make me go further into the research.
Let's do a deep dive on these burrowing owls. In fact, we have a burrowing owl nest right next to our Cape Coral office. That's right.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you ever see the owls there? Yeah. The actual owls.
Sure.
Is it one or two who live in the nest?
I didn't count them.
But there's multiple owls. It's not just one per.
Usually a few. Usually a little family.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I love them. I want them on the lot next to my house.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want anybody to build on it.
Are they considered So they're desirable, or do people kind of panic when they see that?
Both. So, like, I mean, when you're selling a property to somebody, you don't want to see burrowing owls on it because they're so well protected. You can't build on that lot unless the nest is abandoned, and then you have to get permission from the right channels to collapse the nest. These things can be expensive. There's all sorts of complications if you're buying the lot, but if the lot just happens to be vacant and you live next to it and you like these cute little critters just digging and poking out of their holes and making the neighborhood cute, then yeah, it's kind of, I think everybody likes them.
But it can be a whole thing, a whole to-do, right?
You just got to be careful. If somebody bought a vacant lot and then a month later there's burrowing owls on it, they're not going to be happy.
Gotcha. All right, we're looking at a break now. According to Jerry, he's making frantic signals with his hands. He's not really. So let's take a break here. You're listening to the Royal Palmcast from WRPC. You're listening to the Royal Palmcast. We'll be right back.
We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor services, resources, and education. We are committed to the success of all of our members and advocate for property rights, both residential and commercial, as we continue our efforts in participating and influencing public policy on local, state, and national levels. Your association also leads the way with community involvement, member engagement, promoting the use of local, state, and national benefits, and more, all of which helps provide a superior realtor experience. With 3 locations in Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and South Fort Myers, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. Visit our website at rpcra.org and make sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media for valuable information on upcoming classes and events. Now back to Jim Sandville and the Royal Palmcast.
Ah, that music says we are back from the break. I love that song. Can't get enough of it. You know, Sheena, we're talking to Sheena Reagan, Florida's funniest realtor, and officially Florida's funniest female, right?
For 2018, somebody else will take the crown here in October.
Well, how does that work? How do you quantify funny?
You know what? That's a good question. And we say in competitions all the time, this is a crapshoot. It doesn't even matter. It's no real measure of your talent because everybody gets the same amount of time. It's all about who did well on their set that night, to be totally honest with you. But females all over the state of Florida send in their videos. If you qualify for the prelims, they boil that down to about 25 or so. Then we compete in the semifinals. 5 go on to the finals, and then...
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Belatedly. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have a trophy, or...
I do have a trophy.
Yeah? What's on the trophy?
It's just a block of wood with a microphone glued to it, and it says, Florida's Funniest Females, and it hangs above my office door.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. That must be inspiring when you see that.
It is.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Good times. So is there another part of the competition where you have to sing? Is there a swimsuit competition?
No, it's not Miss America. It's just...
I don't even know if they have that.
Florida's Funniest Female. They also have Florida's Funniest Comedian Overall, which is the women and the men. And I'm a semifinalist for that, so I'll be in the semifinals next Sunday for that.
So is there a Funniest Man? Or is it only...
No.
Woman and Comedian Overall?
No, they started Florida's Funniest Female... with a completely different company because, honestly, you just don't see a whole lot of female comics out there. So they wanted to create an outlet just for that so that you could see, you know, an array of talent across Florida for females.
Without regard to gender, which comedians do you like best? Who do you tend to watch?
Comedy is like fashion. It changes all the time. So, like, different people are funny at different times. One of my favorites right now is Drew Lynch from America's Got Talent. He was a stuttering comic.
Ah, I'm not familiar.
You'll have to look him up. He's so funny. I had a chance to see him up here at Vasani's in Port Charlotte, and he was just killer. It was so good.
Wow.
Preacher Lawson, also from America's Got Talent. He's an Orlando comic, good friend of mine. And so it was nice to see him go up. I always love watching him, too. Yeah. John Crist, he roasts like Christian culture and things like that. He's kind of like a Christian comic, super duper funny.
Huh, gotcha. Wow, there's a lot of talent out there now, huh? These are good times for comedy, right?
It's great times for comedy. Honestly, when I started, Last Comic Standing was canceled. There was no open mics in the area. It was honestly even hard to find a show. And now I think comedy is cool again, and everybody wants to do it. And you're seeing tons and tons of new people come onto the scene, a lot more girls than ever before. It's a great time to be in comedy or to watch.
Good stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about the realtor business. You've been doing that for how long now?
So I have been in real estate total for about 8 years, and I've been selling for about a year and a half.
Okay. Are there any similarities between being funny, being a stand-up, and being a realtor?
There's good times and really bad times, so you just got to stick with it and believe in yourself, I guess. I can't believe I picked the two professions where other people's opinions of me determine whether or not I eat, but I did, and so it's honestly really hard sometimes, but there's other times where it's really great and rewarding, and I'm still so early in on both of them that I refuse to quit. I got to keep the faith. I just got to keep trying hard.
I work
for a great broker. They give us a lot of good tools. So it's all there. It's just, it's a matter of time.
Yeah, remind the folks who you're with.
So I work for Myloff Abishan Realty Group. My brokers are Jeff Myloff and Gary Abishan. They are terrific people. Our motto there is work hard, play hard, give back, which is just how everybody should live their life.
I want to work there.
You do?
I do. I'm not a realtor, though. I'm not a realtor. None of us here at the Realtor Association.
Well, this is a realtors. Good place to work, too.
Yeah, I love it here. I love it here. I've met a lot of interesting folks, a lot of great people. I've met a lot of realtors, but not a lot of comedians. So it's great to round
things out. Well, we can change that. We'll get you out to a show, and you can meet the whole group of
The funny
wackos.
Folks. Yeah, Nick B. and Joanna. Yeah, the whole gang. So are there any skills that you use as a comedian that you use as a realtor that are transferable and vice versa?
So for sure. Every time you walk into a show, you have your set written, of course, but you want to be able to read your audience, take a look around and see if there's maybe anything you should hold back on or add in or do differently to make that audience happy. And your customers are the same way. You need to be able to read people. Timing is everything. Knowing what you're going to say, when you're going to say it, being able to relate to them. We talked about relatability before. Mm-hmm. People skills are transferable across many different professions. And stand-up, acting, improv, Toastmasters, any speaking outlet that you can do will help you in any business unless you're like a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. You know what I always wondered? You know, when you're in high school, college, you think, you roll your eyes as a student and say, I'll never need this in life. But are there, in fact, some of the courses and programs you were exposed to and during your education that are helping you out now?
It's so funny you asked me that because, yes, there's so many. Everything from math, English, of course, reading, contracts, critical thinking. I was never one of those students who were like, we're never going to use this. I liked school and I did really well in school, but I wish I could speak at high schools and say, listen, I know it feels like, oh, we have calculators. You're never going to need math. Well, you better know what formula you're putting in because the calculator doesn't just think for you. Mm. And yeah, you may know how to read, but if you have a contract in front of you and you misread something, that could mean the difference of you having a license and getting it revoked.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to all the details, huh? So you mentioned before that you occasionally feel a little bit down in the dumps about how things are going, but then you bounce back on the good days. And but what do you do specifically when you have a bad day, when nothing went right and you come home, and what happens? How do you lift yourself up?
I drink. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
That's realtors are laughing at that because they just get it.
Yeah, they get an undeserved reputation, I think.
Yeah, but honestly, it's kind of the opposite of that. I'm a faithful person, so, you know, I believe in praying it out. There's no job that's too big for God, and you may just be learning something in the waiting or in whatever trials you're going through. And if I don't feel that way for myself, I've got a group of girls that we're on a group thread, and we all text in when we're having a bad day or having a good day, or we've got news, or it's just like, man, I'm just consumed with loneliness and failure today and I just can't pull it together. And you need friends that are looking out for you and praying for you and know what you're going through, and that you can be honest and be like, I just want to drive off the cliff today, guys. And they're going to pull you off the ledge.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they did, because things have clearly worked out for you.
Thanks. We all get there. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
Gonna be institutionalized or anything, but it's just a hard road when you're, you know, driving all the time. You're around people a lot, but yet always alone, and that can be a little bit of a struggle, but it can also be very empowering and rewarding and fulfilling. So, you know, there's ups days and down days.
Yeah, you must have had a few surprises in your career as a realtor. What's the most, the craziest thing you've seen?
The craziest thing I've seen. God, there's such a list. I remember one time I walked into a listing and the pictures were great. Like, we were so hopeful about this house. It was priced right, but I couldn't get a showing. Like, it was lots of callbacks and, oh, let me see, and this, that, and the other. When we finally get to the showing, we walk in the kitchen, the whole ceiling is missing, and the inside is caked with black mold. Insulation is hanging down. These people are living in basically ruins. And, you know, I'm like, I have a duty to report this. This was so bad. It wasn't just like, oh, your pictures were misleading, or the AC was off in here, or, oh, there's mold in your tub. It was like, this is a violation of housing regulations.
Of natural
it's gotta
law.
Be.
Yeah, yeah. Not fit for habitation. That's a bad sign.
I told the lady, you need to pack a bag and you need to find somewhere to stay tonight, because every second you breathe this thing, you may be dying.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. But on the inverse of that, you must have been delighted and surprised before by what something that's a diamond in the rough.
Oh,
didn't expect it to be this nice, but it was.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It only takes a second to see if a house is as nice as the pictures. But my very first sale ever was this little house in San Carlos Park. And, man, I worked on those comps really, really hard. And I wanted to get them the highest price and the best pictures and all these things. And I felt like we priced it just right. And the photographer did a beautiful job. And we listed it and we put it under contract, full price cash in 6 days. Mm. That was my first sale.
Wow.
So that was surprising and wonderful and misleading as all get out, because that's not how life works ever, except that one time.
Well, you know, it could happen again tomorrow, right? You know.
Never know.
You don't know. We're going to be speaking in another episode with a man who specializes in getting listings, how to become a lister. Dave Detman. He'll be on another episode.
Oh, Dave Detman.
Yeah.
I sit professional development with him. I would love to listen to that episode.
Yeah, that'll be coming up very soon. But have you gotten listings? You've gotten at least one, right?
Yeah, I've gotten a few listings.
A few,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the holy grail, right?
I got to be honest. Listings stress me out a little bit.
Really?
I can't force somebody to buy this house. And one of my sellers told me, like, you can't just have people in here who don't know how to sell a house. And I said, well, I'm your agent. They picked their agent. If their agent is good, bad, or indifferent, I don't really get to pick that. And that's the thing. But I do have control over how I sell a house and how I treat my buyers and the way I go about that. So I find more joy and less stress in buyers, even though it may take longer, or I think that's the unpopular opinion, to be honest with you. They say listings are lasters and buyers are liars. I think buyers are fun and listings are a pain, but
well, we won't tell Dave that.
Yeah. And also, please don't tell Jeff Myloff that.
He'll never know.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I've talked about a number of things that have to do with real estate. We've talked about your comedy career. What else are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about people. I like to serve. I like to be in the community. Really, any opportunity to just kind of like get my hands in there. And
would you detail my car?
I mean, what is that doing for your soul?
Well, you know, it brings joy. Brings joy.
If it brings joy to you. If you were that down in the dumps, I guess I would do it for you.
Okay. Good. Well, we'll keep that in mind. One other question that has nothing to do with anything, but what's your go-to order at your favorite local restaurant?
Ooh, I love a good Cuban sandwich.
Ah, you know, they're new to me, being new to Florida. I don't even know if you eat them hot or cold.
Both.
Really?
Yeah, you can get them hot or cold. Like, Publix has them cold.
You grill them, steam them? What do you do?
It's kind of like panini, like you press them.
Yeah, I'm not that sophisticated, but I'll take your word for it. So what's the best place to get a Cuban sandwich here? Publix?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Or I don't know, all the restaurants are somewhat good. That's the one thing about Florida, we don't have a whole lot of authentic or mom and pop shops. We have just a lot of like franchises.
There are a lot of franchises, but I found a number of local places.
Yeah.
And I like to explore that part of Florida. But you know, it's all good. If the chains wouldn't be successful in there if they weren't offering a good product, so
You know, agreed.
They have their place too, certainly. All right. I think we're ready now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Producer Jerry, for the lightning round. This is my favorite part of the program.
You are correct, sir.
I'm correct. Okay.
Yeah, this time.
My favorite part of the program, Sheena, I warned you about this. This is the lightning round.
I'm excited.
So in the lightning round, let me tell you how this works. I'm going to ask you about some of your favorite things, some of your personal and professional opinions. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Let me.
You can call me Jim, but
fast replies.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You're ready? Okay. Now I'm going to ask Producer Jerry to hand me the official 3x5 game show host cards, the index cards that have the lightning round questions for today. These have been sealed in a super box in Lehigh Acres since noon Thursday. Do you have them, Jerry? The official 3x5 game show host index cards. Thank you, Jerry. And you ready? Here we go.
All right.
Are you a native or former northerner?
I'm a native.
We already got that. Yeah. Last time you saw snow?
Can't remember.
Can't remember. Where would you live if not in Florida?
Tennessee.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Who's funnier, women or men?
You know I can't answer that, sir.
I know you can't. We're gonna pass on that one, and that's fair enough. This one's multiple choice, Sheena. You guys, yous, or y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all for sure, huh? All right, what's your go-to social media platform?
Facebook.
Facebook it is. And now let's learn a little bit about your guilty pleasures.
Okay.
Your guilty pleasure TV show.
TV.
2 seconds, Sheena.
The news. I don't know.
Movie.
My favorite movie?
Guilty pleasure movie. Guilty pleasure. One you don't necessarily admit to your friends and family, but you secretly grab the tissue or...
Okay, it's not sad, but what about Bob?
What about Bob? That's a strong pull, strong pull. Food, guilty pleasure.
Sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Where do you like them from? Publix, again?
I like them from anywhere.
Jersey
or
Mike's.
Pizza. I'm
pizza.
A pizza junkie.
It's nature's perfect food, if you ask me.
It is.
All right, now I want to hear about some of your favorites. These are not guilty pleasures. These are your favorites. Your favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Breakfast food.
Chicken and waffles.
Book.
The Bible.
Holiday.
Thanksgiving.
Form of recreation.
Roller skating.
Roller skating. Nice. I would not have expected that. I don't know why, but I would not have expected that.
Because I am the least athletic looking person.
I guess where I'm from, ice skating would be number one. But changing the subject here, we're gonna switch gears a little bit. Socks with sandals, yes or no?
I don't know. I don't care. Not for me.
Could go either. Not for you. Okay, fair enough. Netflix, Prime Video, or Hulu?
I don't have any of them, but if I did, it'd probably be Netflix.
Netflix, wow. All right, who's your personal hero?
My dad.
Oh, okay. And now, do you do any imitations?
Of my dad?
Anybody. You do your dad?
No.
Let's hear him. Let's hear your dad. What does he sound
no,
like?
No, I've got a couple jokes about my dad, but I don't do impressions of really anybody.
Okay. And the last one, you get one bucket list item. What is it?
Oh, I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. I was there for the first time.
Or Australia. 2 years ago. Sorry, you asked me, and then the first answer comes, and the second one's always better.
Well, that's what the lightning round is all about.
That's
exposing your inner desires in terms of where you want to go. What you want to be. That was our lightning round.
So I loved it. That was fun.
Thank you for participating in that.
That felt like speed dating. I want to take that list on dates. Like, all right,
it's also therapy.
We have to the bottom of this beer to figure this out.
I know like hundreds of realtors that we can match you up with somebody. Don't worry about it. Hundreds of them. Okay, Sheena, I warned you about this part, and I think you said you would be a good sport and play along. Can you leave us with a joke?
Okay, so... I'd rather people come to shows and stuff, but I'll give you one that I was working on this weekend while I was in Boca. I say this weekend but because I'm losing track of my days, but the last couple days in Boca. So their roads are way different than ours. Like on their highways, they have like four different lanes that have four different speeds. Like one is going 80, one's going 45, then there's a bike lane, and then everybody's just broken down in this lane with all their turning signals on. And it's like, what's with the bike lane in the middle? Are you trying to kill these people? You get a 12-inch space for 25 feet, and then after the stoplight, it's gone. It's like, I hope you got enough speed on your ET bike to just soar over all this traffic, because We don't really care about you. I don't even know how to end that joke, but it's over.
E.T. phone home. I get it.
And I just couldn't believe that. But I don't know if that's a joke as much as it is a sentence. But
that's funny. That's funny. Good. I love it. So that's true, huh? The crazy streets there. Huh? Yeah. Crazy. All right. I'll keep Clara Boca. Sheena, I want to thank you. Sheena Reagan.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Florida's funniest realtor and 2018 Florida's funniest female. So thanks very much for coming.
You.
Now tell the folks where they can find your comedy and your real estate business. How do they look you up?
You can check me out on Facebook or Instagram under Sheena Reagan Comedy. I also have my website, which is SheenaReagan.com. If you want to come to a show, I'll be, does this air today? Oh, all right. Well, check out my website and I'll let you know.
Yeah, we will be looking for you. But if people go to your website, they'll find out where you are on the weekend that they happen to be looking.
I have to update my calendar on the website, so you can find my shows on the Facebook page or Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. Yep. Cool. All right. We'll make sure people take a look there. And thank you once again.
Thank you.
And I can tell by that music, that invisible music, that we've come to the end of this episode of the Royal Palmcast, the show about people and things that realtors, home buyers, and home sellers care about. If you'd like to interface with us, you can do so by sending an email to me, Jim Sandville, at jim@rpcra.org. That's jim@rpcra.org. And I want to thank our producer and director of marketing and communications, Jerry Johnson, along with our CEO, Beata Jones, and the entire staff of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association here in Fort Myers, Florida. We look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Tune in again for more episodes and make sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. Sponsorship opportunities for these programs and more coming soon. So stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.